Jefferson Airplane from June 1967 Monterey Pop Festival. High Flying Bird. And that just came out for Record Store Day. Most of it's been out on a big Monterey Pop box set, but they've added the last two songs from the set, another 17 minutes, so they've bought a third more music. And it sounds really great. It sounds way better than the previous issue. They've mastered it really nice. It's part of a series of Monterey Pop Festival complete sets they've finally been doing. We've got teased by the big box set, and I think except for Jimi Hendrix, none of the other sets have been officially released until the series started. So now there's the Big Brother, Airplane, The Who, Otis Redding and Booker T. There's plenty more I'd like to hear, because the bands played really good at that show. Buffalo Springfield Birds Association, and more. Lou Rawls, I'd love to hear the complete Lou Rawls from Monterey Pop Festival. Nobody ever remembers he played there. Laura Nyro, she played there. That'd be great. Maybe someday, but for now, we got that and the Janis and Yurma rehearsal tape. Six songs. And if you buy it, beware. It's 45 RPM. Since it's a short album, they put it up to 45, so it sounds really good. It fooled me. I thought, man, that guitar is really tuned down low. It sounds like some heavy metal band. No, I was playing it at 33 at home. Nice to have. A real treat to get such things. Okay, there's a bunch I need to do here. What does it say? KJLT is supported by Studio Coffee Roaster, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx, online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. And Bozeman Fly Supply, a full-service local fly shop specializing in fly tying tools, materials, and fishing gear. Open daily 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., located at 2621 West College and Main Street. And online at bozemanflysupply.com. Everything to feed your vice. This is KJLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KJLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KJLT.net. And I think you saw there's a new road that gets you from Gardner to Mammoth. They whipped it together, and it's actually in the plans that they're going to revive that old Gardner Road. And just a year ago, less than a year ago, I was snowshoeing on that, what was a dirt road then. There's wolf tracks right next to the road. So, it should be exciting. Apparently, it's a pretty windy, wild ride, and it's exposed, so they had to close it right away because of snow. But at least that part of the park's open again, and that's nice. That's a real task, and I'm sure it'll be improved over the years, but at least they got something going. And really, how about Gardner? It's a town that's taken some hits, needless to say. I've got more stuff to play. Why did I think of this song recently? I don't know. Maybe because the producer, Shel Talmy, he wrote a piece about it. He's been writing a recording diary online. And he works with The Who and The Kinks and a lot of other bands. And he remembers really well. He took good notes. And he can tell you all the microphones they used and how many takes and what studio and who played on it. It's a wonderful bit of history. Somebody like that who was really there. He's a controversial figure. He got fired by both The Who and The Kinks. But he did a good job. He got those bands launched.
I don't mind the guys dancing with my girl. That's fine. I know them all pretty well. But I know sometimes I must get out. Sometimes
To be a man, a man. I really don't mind it.
bass note. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Looking from a hilltop, watching from a lighthouse.
We gonna bring them on in, bring them on home. See them stumbling by the wayside. See them stumbling by the wayside. Blow in motor, cross the water. Blow in motor, cross the water. Pick them up, baby. Roll them home. Bring them on in. Bring them on home. Well, I was driving in my Jaguar.
Very excited Van Morrison from the second Them album, Them Again, Bring Them On In. And there's another version that's even crazier. I couldn't decide which one to play. I went with the album version. Some faves there, Who, from their debut album, The Kids Are Alright. And that's actually a tiny bit longer than the version we got in the American album. For some reason on the American album, they cut out the little 12-string guitar solo. What were they thinking? Madness, Kinks, great B-side, Mindless Child of Motherhood, Easy Beats, also produced by Shel Talmay from their fourth album, Friday on My Mind, here in the States. You heard Made My Bed and Gonna Lie in It. They're huge in Australia, massive, you know, the big deal there. And if you've ever seen video of it, their singer, Lil Stevie Wright, was just amazing. And great songwriters, Vanda and Young. They moved to England and I guess sat around recording and drinking. And didn't do a whole lot, but they made some great records along the way. Fantastic band. And I think Vanda and Young still do stuff. Of course, they helped launch AC/DC. That's their younger brother, Angus Young. Jam from is that their second album? This is The Modern World. You heard Life from a Window. Small Faces from their final studio album, Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, and them. 426. Let me do something here. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. 2 weeks from tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m., it's their KGLT Record Fair. It's going to be here in the sub, in one of the rooms, just next to the Ask Us desk if you go down that hallway. It's one of those rooms there. 9 o'clock is early entry, and 10 o'clock open to the public. It's going to go to 4. Cactus, Wax Museum, Ear Candy, and Cameron. Those great record shops will be there, and Jim Keough and myself will be selling records as well, too, and I got a ton of stuff. If you want to fill in your record collection, build a record collection, start a record collection, be there. It's going to be fun. A lot of stuff to look at. KGLT also has a massive collection of things they put out, and there's some really good things in there. It's too tempting for me to go look because I don't want to scoop things up before the public get there, but it's that good, so be there. Vinyl, CDs, cassettes, 8-tracks, who knows what else. 9 o'clock, 2 weeks from tomorrow. I think that's the 19th? Something like that. Just remember, mark your calendar, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Early. Get there early and get the good deals. And that's friends of KGLT make that happen. You need to know that. KGLT is supported by Map Brewing Company. The tap room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and Montana vibe. Brews available on draft and in cans throughout Gallatin Valley. On the web at mapbrewing.com. Instagram, Facebook, every great adventure begins at Map. And Studio Coffee Roaster, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx, online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. If you're a serious rock fan or just pay attention to the news, a couple of big passings. We lost a couple of great musicians this last week, and I'm going to feature a couple of songs by a guy named Wilco Johnson. And he got a lot of national press because he was also in Game of Thrones. He played a part of a guy who had his tongue cut out, apparently. I don't watch Game of Thrones, so people know him from that. But in 1975, a band called Dr. Feelgood hit the market. They've been going for a couple years. And I got lucky. My good friend Andrew Lauder ran UA Records in England, and they're the label that put out the Dr. Feelgood records. And when I was there in the summer of 1975, he said, "Ron, you're coming with us to the Reading Festival to see Dr. Feelgood." And I said, "Of course I am." And I got in a van with a couple of the people, head of UA Records Germany and his daughter, and a guy named Dan Loggins from CBS Records in England. He's an American guy, though, Danny Loggins. And, you know, he has a famous brother, Kenny Loggins. And Kenny Loggins wrote a song called Danny's Song. That was that guy, Dan Loggins. Well, we went to see Dr. Feelgood. Dave Edmonds was there. He was meant to produce Dr. Feelgood. And Andrew said, "Dave isn't into him." And Dave was into other things at that period. I had a nice talk with him for a while until he sort of turned into the Indian rubber man and became sort of semi-conscious. But Dr. Feelgood, the records never quite captured what they were live. And you can find video of them playing, and it still doesn't capture the feel of being right in front of the stage in front, right, with 25,000 people at your back going crazy for this band. The kinetic energy is just impossible to describe and to feel it. You'll get a little bit of taste of it in a couple songs I'm going to play. It's great. Over the years, the Feelgood fan base has grown, and a lot of people never got to see him, so their impressions based on the surviving footage and the records, and there's some live recordings. But like I said, you had to be there. And when I came back to the States that summer, 75, I tried to explain to people, I just saw this incredible band, and they just looked at me like I was making it up.
You walk right stop. Superman's big sister.
Bullfight poster on the wall. Do you know the happy memory it recalls? Here's a photograph of me and my son Ted. That's me cousin with his hanky on his head. We booked in at our hotel just after two and met a family from Bradford that we knew. Had a bit of bother laying turf. It's life, not books, that taught me all I've learned. Whoop, in the oven, my rice pudding's getting burnt. Here, have you seen the new attachment on me drill? I must have the cat put down, cos he's ill.
Hey, neighbour! Here comes the spoon.
My pink heart of the brain pie separates me from the incredibly fascinating story of your life and everyday-to-day event in all its minute and tedious attention to detail. And was it a Thursday or a Wednesday or... Oh, no, it wasn't, so who cares anyway, because I do not so normal. If you're normal, I intend to be a freak for the rest of my life. And I shall baffle you with cabbages and rhinoceroses in the kitchen in sets and quotations from Now We Are Six through the mouthpiece of Lord Snoopy's giant poisoned electric head.
So
had to finish that set with another English eccentric, a bunch of Bonzo Dog Band, My Pink Half of the Drain Pipe from their album Donut and Granny's Greenhouse. Start off with Dr. Feelgood from their debut album Down by the Jetty, you heard Keep It Out of Sight. And you can hear that Wilco Johnson guitar sound. It was like no pick, all with his fingers and thumb. And he learned that from a guy named Mick Green, who had been in a band called The Pirates, as in Johnny Kidd and The Pirates. And when the two met, Wilco realized that there was even more to it than he thought. Yeah, there's a good demonstration video of him showing what he learned from Mick Green. And then after Dr. Feelgood, three albums with Feelgoods, Wilco split and did a record on his own, The Solid Senders, and then joined up with Ian Dury and the Blockheads. And he's on the album Laughter. You heard him playing on Superman's Big Sister, a song he co-wrote with Ian Dury. And you can also hear that guitar sound on that. Just chunk, chunk, chunk. Amazing. And finish up the Feel Good set with a track from their third album, a live album called Stupidity, She Does It Right. And like I said, that's got a lot of energy in it, but without seeing that, and the singer and Wilco, just amazing experience. And I, like I said, it's one of the great lucky things in my life. I count. And Wilco, a few years ago, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and thought he was going to die. And he sort of did a farewell thing. And then he had a different diagnosis and surgery. And he came back for a good run for a few years, did an album with Roger Daltrey, and was playing apparently until just a few weeks ago. So he had a great late period career and got a lot of recognition. And a lot of people finally got to see him. Farewell. A quick stop This 4 o'clock hour is under in part by Boson Brewing Company, local brewers of Boson Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bosonbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142. Online at bosonbrewing.com. And, how about this?
The Bozeman Doc Series presents Retrograde, Thursday, December 1st at the Emerson Theater. Retrograde captures the final moments of America's 20-year Afghan war from the perspectives of U.S. Special Forces, a young Afghan general, and civilians desperate to flee as the Taliban closes in. Tickets are available online at bozemandocseries.org or at the door. Retrograde, 7 p.m. Thursday, December 1st at the Emerson Theater in Bozeman.
Oh, yeah, that's a great event, the Doc Series. Keep an ear out for it. Sign up for their mailing list. There's some really great things that come through that. I highly recommend it. Good way to spend your time. Speaking of people passing, another close friend, actually somebody I knew very well, Georgina Ace. Georgina Morris, one of the Morris sisters. She's married to my friend Martin Ace at the time in the mid-70s. And they hosted me at their house in Swansea when I visited Wales a couple times. And they had a little band called the Flying Aces, George and Martin, and just lovely people. And poor George drifted away the last few years. She's in a care facility. Her sister, Fran, taking care of her until her passing. And just a sad. The Swansea Mafia is diminishing by the moment. These are people I grew up with, knew very well. And I'm going to play pretty much her signature song, the song that she's known for. This is a version from an album called Happy Days. It's from a tour theater production they did, along with the band Help Yourself. And it's a lovely one.
I can see your heartbeat most of the time. I can see your heartbeat. Everything's I'm
The losers are losing, and the winners still win. The preachers are preaching, and the sinners still sin. The bread is stale and the coke is flat. Time is thin and the women fat. And me, I'm just a gutter rat, trying to remember how to smile. Jesse, get back. Oh, 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 there's nothing here for you. Jesse, get back. Oh, 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 now what did you do to make you turn your back on coming through? The drinkers are drinking, and the strangers are strange. The riders are riding, and the changers still change. I played so hard that I broke a string, and five string songs are hard to sing. And me, I'm scared to do a thing, 'cause living isn't something I do well. Jesse, get back. Oh, 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 there's nothing here for you. Jesse, get back. Oh, 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 now what did you do to make you turn your back on coming through? Jesse, get back. Oh, 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 there's nothing here for you. Jesse, get back. Oh, 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 now what did you do? Jesse, get back. Jesse, get back. Oh, 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 there's nothing here for you. Jesse, get back. Jesse, get back.